Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Aisha Willis.
Alicia Willis. Okay, got it. Well, are you calling to get a claim started to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And will this be a new or an existing claim that you've already had?
No, it's a new claim.
It's a new claim. Got it. Okay. And have you already spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents with any other law firms against Depo Provera?
I haven't.
Okay. Got it. Thank you for that. Now, how long did you use Depo Provera for?
For about 2 years.
For about 2 years.
I started in March of 2019, mm-hmm. and until May 17th of 2021. So, total of 2 years.
May 17th, 2021 was the time that you stopped. That was your last time ever using it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, and you were taking it yourself here. Would you get the shot given to you by the doctor, or was it medical staff that injected it?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, got it. Now, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
I started having irregular menstrual bleeding, mood mm-hmm. changes, mm-hmm. like really, really severe bad headaches, vision problems.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that. And did you ever get diagnosed with anything after you went to a doctor?
Yes, meningioma.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago was that diagnosis? Do you remember when?
I got diagnosed in May of 2021.
Oh, really? Was it around the time that you stopped using Depo?
It was actually, matter of fact, it was because I had been complaining
yeah.
to my doctor. So actually, it was May 19th of 2021, to be exact.
Oh, so just a few days after you stopped using
mm-hmm.
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And where was that meningioma located in your body?
My brain.
In your brain. Okay. And did they go through a CT scan as well as an MRI at first?
Yes. Yes. The blood test, CT scan. MRI, yes.
And an MRI as well. I see it. And mm-hmm. did you go through treatment at all?
Yes.
You did. How did that go?
I was scared. My body took it well because
yeah.
I had to do... I went through a surgery, then I had to do some radiation therapy, chemotherapy for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Radiation as well
then
as chemotherapy.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And did you have any surgeries?
Yes.
Also a surgery. Okay, got it.
Yes.
And how are you doing now? Are you still experiencing any of the symptoms that you were before you had that surgery or treatment?
No, I'm not.
That's great to hear. I'm glad that you're not. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
5/30/1978.
Did you say 5/30 or 9/30?
5.
5.
May 30th, 1978.
Uh-huh. 1978?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. So May 30th, 1978. And did you have family or friends that also used Depo Provera and were injured by it the same way that you were?
No.
Okay, so your case was unique to your family. Did any of your family
yeah.
members ever have any of these? Or
no.
tumors in general? Okay, got it.
No.
And now, this next segment is going to be regarding the Depo Provera shot or the pill? Do you remember if it was the injectable or were you taking pills at all regarding Depo Provera?
It was the injection.
Okay. Uh-huh. And this was the injectable contraceptive named Depo Provera, correct?
My brand name was Pfizer.
Oh, I see. And they made the Depo Provera. Did your doctor ever
yeah.
let you know if it was a subversion or a generic version?
No, it was not the generic version.
It wasn't. Okay, just the regular. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
And you did say earlier that it was about 2 years of usage that you went through. And can you confirm that within one of those years, you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes. Got it.
And so for 2 years, if you had about 4 injections per year, that means you were most likely approximately about 8 injections total.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. And do you recall approximately how many weeks it was between each injection?
I got an injection once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. So it was about every 12 weeks that you took these injections.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to repeat the usage start date and stop date back to you here just to make sure it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So you started in March 2019.
The first week, yes.
Okay. And you stopped it May 17th of 2021.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 2021. Okay. Got it. Now, on to some questions about yourself here. Could you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you for that. And what is your current marital status?
Not married.
Not married. Okay. Got it. And your first name, Lesha, is that spelled L-E-S-H-A?
No, it's actually Aisha. I-E-S-H-A.
I-E-S-H-A. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your last name is Willis?
Yes.
Okay. That's W-I-L-L-I-S?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. I have that correct. And what is your social?
353-684-334.
Okay. So that's, I'm going to repeat this back to you here. 353-684-334.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And for your primary contact information, I'll start with your email. Is that ieshaw2003@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And I'm going to repeat your own phone number back to you here. Is that 414-204-6099?
Yes.
Okay. And this is your mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Got it. And are you busy at all in the mornings? Is this usually a good time to contact you, or do you normally work?
So this week I'm working in the morning. So,
in the mornings.
I mean, this time is fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. I appreciate that. And what is your current address?
My current address is 3211 Riceboro Road.
Riceboro, could you spell that for me, please?
Right. WRIGHTPSBOR, as in red,
mm-hmm.
O, unit S, as in Sam, number 8.
Number 8, got it. And what is the city?
Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. Augusta, Georgia.
30909.
And what was the apartment number as well? Or unit number, I'm sorry.
S as in Sam, 8, number 8.
S8, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have that down here. Okay. Now, going back to when you were administered Depo-Provera, you said it was the doctor that would give you the shots, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and do you remember what spots on your body they would usually target these injections?
In my arm.
In your arm. Okay, got it. And it was consistently
mm-hmm.
in your arm, right?
Yes. Okay. They would switch arms, though.
Oh, they would switch every now and then, yeah, because you can bruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Got that down here. Give me one quick second here. Okay. And we did get to the fact that you most likely got about 8 injections of the product.
Yes.
Do you remember what your
yes.
doctor's name was that gave you these shots?
family doctor, Dr. Joseph Hooper.
Joseph Hooper.
Yes.
Okay. Is the last name spelled H-O-O-P-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, I have that correct. And what's the hospital name or a clinic?
The clinic is, I can't remember the name, but I do have the address.
Oh, I can take that, yeah.
It's 3614. J. Dewey Gray Circle, Suite D.
Okay, and can you spell J.D. for me?
It's just a J. Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y, Gray, G-R-A-Y, Circle, Suite D.
I see. Got it.
Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
30909. Yes.
Got it, and that's the clinic there.
Yes.
Okay, I see it here. Thank you for that. And it looks like the name of it, give me 1 second. And that's the primary care center?
Yeah.
I see, the Center for Primary Care. Okay. Okay, got that down. And I do believe I don't have a phone number for it. Do you have the phone number for it? It's okay if you don't.
I gotta look that up.
No problem.
Yeah, I have to look it up.
Not necessary right now. Okay, I'll move on from there. Now, were you ever prescribed medication alongside Depo-Provera, or it was just Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
And this was within the United States, of course?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And have you or your have you ever used any other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
No? Okay, got it. And your doctor, Joseph Hooper, was he the original doctor who prescribed you Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So I'll go ahead and put his information down here. Okay. Now, when you were diagnosed for the meningioma, what was the hospital name that you went to?
Augusta University Medical Center.
Augusta University Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay, I believe I have the correct address. That's off 15th Street, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and did you end up going to the emergency room when you were diagnosed, or did you have a scheduled appointment with your primary doctor?
I had an appointment with my primary doctor.
I see, and you discussed the symptoms you were experiencing, I'd assume, at that time?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what was your doctor's name?
At Augusta University?
Yes.
Well, my Augusta University, that was my diagnosis, yes, Dr. Johnson Tuttle.
Dr. Johnson, and what was the last name?
Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E.
T-U-T-T-L-E, I see, Tuttle. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you were diagnosed in the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did they do an MRI as well as a CT scan, or was it one or the other?
It was the CT and the MRI.
Both of them. Okay. Got it. And you were in Georgia at the time when you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Now, this Dr. Johnson Tuttle, was this the neurologist?
Yeah, he's a neurosurgeon.
He's the neurosurgeon. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Neurosurgeon. Okay, and this is a bit of a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis in your lifetime?
No.
Okay.
No.
Got it. Now, you did go through treatment, and that treatment started about how long after you were diagnosed on May 19th?
My treatment?
Yeah.
About how long?
Yeah, so was it a week after you were diagnosed, or was it a few months?
No, So I had surgery.
Right.
And then I started treatment.
Okay. When was that surgery?
May 22nd of 21.
Oh, I see. So they went straight to it just a few days after
yes.
your diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And was it the same doctor, Johnson Tuttle, that helped you through that? He was the neurosurgeon in that
yes.
surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. And how long was your recovery process, would you say?
I want to say maybe a few months.
A few months. Okay. Got it. All right. And were you able to have loved ones help you out at home, or was it mostly the doctors that were helping
yes.
you out?
Yeah, I had loved ones help me at home.
That's great to hear. Okay. Now, you said beforehand here that you've never had a family history of this going on. The times that you were hospitalized was mainly for treatment, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, after surgery.
Got it.
Yeah.
And prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma, were you ever exposed to radiation?
Never. No.
Okay, got it. And this is a bit of a weird question here, so I'm going to say it slowly. Have you ever been diagnosed with neurofibrosis?
No.
Okay. Now, do you recall when you or when you, in general, first started having these symptoms related to the tumor? Do you remember the first time you started getting headaches and such?
I want to say maybe, so I started in March of 2019, so I want to say it started, like, the severity of the headache really started, I want to say, in, like, May. The middle of, like, May. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I'll go ahead and mark that off here. Around May. And was that May 2019?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was just a few months of taking those shots.
Yes, and the irregular menstrual bleeding, I noticed some irregularity like that in April sometime.
Oh, in April. Okay. Got it. I'll make a note of
mm-hmm.
that as well. Okay. And did you keep your medical records throughout this time, or did you leave them with the hospital?
No, actually, they're somewhere in storage, actually.
Okay. Yeah, so you do have them.
Yeah. But they are in storage,
got
and
it.
I just need to find them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, if it makes it any easier, you can always give permission to the law firm to pull those medical documents for you. So that's, of course, if you're comfortable
okay.
with that.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and mark that off here. Now, do you also have access to your MyChart?
No, I didn't sign up for that.
Okay, no problem. It's not necessary. Okay, and now would you like to put down an emergency contact for this claim? So that's in case we can't reach you.
No, because I always have my phone.
Okay, very good. So you're usually available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and put your emergency email as your own email here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are you able to provide a large eligible signature once I send these documents over to you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So I'll go ahead and have these sent over to you now. Now, I am going to let you know here that I want to make sure that you know what to expect next. So while the law firm works on your claim, they're going to be reaching out a lot to you to finalize it. So I'll most likely be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes our quality assurance team to transfer you to them directly if necessary. Now, they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just to make sure that all the details are confirmed and ensure all the information is accurate for your case. So if you do need to sign any additional forms like a medical release, They're going to collect records to try to strengthen your claim from the hospital. So be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Now, since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are pretty much standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. So you'll get a call from the law firm in the next 24 to 48 hours, so make sure to keep your phone on hand. It's very important you answer that call. If you don't, then you can always contact me.
All right, thank you.
And can you confirm with me that you can be available to speak with the attorney as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And do you have any questions?
No, sir, not at this time.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to send these documents over to you now. You should be receiving them in just a second here. Go ahead and put me on speakerphone and let me know if you receive them.
Okay.
And you should be receiving it from Brandon Sharp. That's my full name.
Yes, I received them.
Okay, very good. Now, you can go ahead and open those up. It's going to ask you to consent to text messages so you can get text updates. Now, you'll also add your signature in there and try to make it a bit bigger than usual. Full first name, full last name.
Okay.
And after you're able to add your signature there, it should say to finish up. Oh, there you go. Yeah, everything got sent through on your end here.
Okay.
Okay, give me one quick second. I'm just going to review your signature, make sure everything looks correct. Okay. Okay, and the signature here, this is normally how you put your signature down, correct?
Yes.
Is that your full first name and last name?
Yes.
Okay, well, if I may ask you to do it one more time, just a bit bigger and a bit clearer without the the scribble through it, just because it's going to be processed here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me one second. I should get resent over to you now. And by the way, I appreciate your patience here. I know it's so many different questions and such. It's going back to a pretty sensitive matter. That should be sending over in just a second here, okay?
Okay.
How has your day been so far otherwise?
It's been okay.
That's good to hear. And that should be sent over now. Let me know if you received it.
I did.
Okay. And just do the exact same thing you just did.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, very good. Give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and review this. And yes, that's perfect. So you should be all set from here. Like I said, you can expect that phone call either later today or tomorrow. So keep your phone around you. They're going to ask a couple of the same questions just to verify, but you're all good from here, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Of course. No problem at all. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.